we resume our scheduled program.
The Light of the World, the story of the Bible, an eternal beacon lighting man's way through the darkness of time. Brought to you by General Mills. You know, now that the invasion is actually underway, I don't believe there's one of us who doesn't feel a deep personal obligation to every man on the invasion front. We all feel that nothing is too much for us to do to back up our men, that nothing we could do could even compare with what they're doing for us. Well, there are many things we can do, but one thing we must do right away is put every dollar we don't absolutely have to use for food and rent and doctor's bills into war bonds. Yes, we must give our men our all-out financial support right away. For the greater the battle, the greater their need of our money for equipment. And right now, they're engaged in the greatest battle in our history. The greatest battle in the history of the world, actually. Yes, whatever we do, we must all dig deep into our pockets and our savings accounts and put every dollar we can possibly spare into war bonds right away. It's now or never. We all realize that. It's get behind our fighting men now with everything we've got, or let them down when they need us most. And there's not one of us who could bear to do that.
On this critical day in our history, our thoughts are with our valiant men who stormed the fortress of Europe. And our hearts are united in a single prayer, the prayer that God will watch over the men we love, granting the victory for which they fight and the lasting peace which victory will bring. In the belief that the lessons on the pages of the Holy Bible will bring comfort and inspiration during this time of conflict and of crisis, we put aside today our story of Jezebel's daughter Athaliah to recall some of the immortal stories of man's faith in God and of God's mercy and goodness. We ask you to turn back with us to the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1, 2, and 3. And it came to pass that God said unto Abraham, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took Isaac his son, and went into a place of which God had told him.
Father, may I help you?
It's all ready now, my son.
Oh, but you said you always sacrificed a lamb. Don't you want me to go down to the plains? I'm sure I could find a lamb down there, Father.
No, Isaac. Not today, my son.
I'm sorry, Father. I shouldn't be impatient. God will provide a lamb, won't he? I guess you'll scold me for not having faith.
No, Isaac, I'm not going to scold you today.
I was so pleased when you asked me to come here with you to worship, but I guess I've asked so many questions you'll never want to bring me again.
Isaac, my son, don't talk about the future. You've been a good boy. You've always been a comfort to me. I had hoped to see the day when you'd be married and have sons.
Father, you're so sad and different today. You speak as if you didn't think you'd live much longer.
Please, Isaac.
Oh, no, no, Father. I couldn't bear that. I don't want anything to happen to you, not ever.
It is not my time to go yet. I am sad today. I think God understands why and will forgive me. Now, my son, Isaac, will you pray to God?
What shall I say, Father?
Give thanks for his mercy and goodness to you and to all men. Tell him what is in your heart, my boy.
Dear God, I thank you for your kindness and mercy and goodness to me. And I want to thank you before all else for my father and mother. Please, God, take care of them.
Oh, merciful God, I hereby dedicate to you. I dedicate my only son.
Father.
Wait, my son, wait. Don't speak. I thank thee, O God. You have sent a ram into the wilderness for the sacrifice. It is not to be my son. Come, my son, let us kneel down here together before the altar and pray. For God is indeed merciful and good.
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven, and he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. The story of the Bible is the story of the conflict between the forces of good and evil. Hitler is not the first pagan tyrant who has declared himself greater than God, commanding all men to serve him as slaves. At this time of invasion, when God-fearing men march resolutely against the forces of darkness, it is comforting to remember that evil has never triumphed.